And there's a lot of debate over health care, but one thing is certain, the United States needs more geriatricians. The number of Americans who are 65 and older is expected to more than double to more than 98 million by 2060. 98 million. And right now, there are just 7,200 geriatricians. But there are a few unusual programs that might help encourage more students to go into the field. Megan Thielking is a reporter with our partner STAT, the health and medicine publication. She's taken a look. Hi, Megan.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
And you spent some time at the Kingsley Manor Retirement Community in Los Angeles, where a couple of students from the University of Southern California's Gerontology School actually live with the residents?
It's a really interesting program. So it's a collaboration between a retirement home in Hollywood and a gerontology school. And the students actually live, eat for free in the retirement home. And in exchange, they spend time with the residents. They teach classes almost every day. They do chair yoga and painting and movie nights. And they're there to answer computer questions. And then they eat a lot of their meals with the residents, too.
And end up, as we read, doing things like helping them get up out of their chairs, maybe helping them work their clasps on jewelry.
Yeah, so the residents are really there to be neighbors, but also sort of a little bit of a family to the students, and the students are there to do the same in return. So if a resident gets up and starts walking out with a walker, and maybe they came in with a wheelchair, the students are there to catch that because they're really living and working among the residents in the retirement home.
What, I mean, some would say, so a 20-year-old surrounded by 80-year-olds, you know, there's a certain truth about retirement homes. There's a certain direction in which, you know, the residents are going. What do the 20-year-olds say about being there?
It's interesting that they've really had to adjust to what it means to live in a place that commonly death happens and residents are dying, and the residents themselves have to adjust to that, and the students do as well. So I think that can be a bit of a hard adjustment for the students to learn that these people that they've befriended, who are decades and decades older than them, will soon perhaps pass away. But it's a lesson in death, and that's so important for students who maybe want to go on to be geriatricians or to run nursing homes.
Well, the ones you talk to, they seem to just love it and love what they're learning from the seniors. The seniors seem to love it as well. And the program isn't new. It's been around 30 years. And there are others around the country. In Cleveland, a retirement home has set up an artist-in-residence program. Music students come and live rent-free in exchange for giving recitals. At the University of Northern Iowa, undergrad students can apply to live in an area nursing home. They pay low rent and get meals and in return spend time with the residents. This all sounds great, and great for the seniors, you know, bring a little youth to them, and great for the younger people who can learn more about interacting with the elderly in case they go into gerontology. But it's a drop in the bucket. I mean, what's being done to get more young people to go into these low-wage, you know, much lower wage than regular doctor jobs?
It's a very, very difficult problem. Geriatrics is at the bottom of the list of specialties that new doctors pick, and a lot of people are worried that that problem's going to be exacerbated as baby boomers continue to age. And I'm not sure we really know the answer to what can be done to boost interest, but programs like this can really start to chip away at that healthcare gap.
That's Megan Thielking with our partner STAT. You can find her story and pictures of the Kingsley Manor Retirement Community at hearnow.org. Megan, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.